Father, just thank you. Thank you that we can come together today. Thank you, Lord, that as we open ourselves up to your word and to your spirit, Lord, you guide us, you correct us, you help us, you empower us, you do everything that we need, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you have done everything that was your part to do. Now, Lord, is our part. It's what we had to do, Lord, to connect with you and to receive from you, Lord, because we cannot do it on our own. We need you. We need your strength. We need your direction. We need your anointing. We need you, Lord, that we may realize that, Lord, and open ourselves up to you to be able to do the things, Lord, that you have prepared for us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Let me, you know, we're going to continue on the topic we've been looking at. Really, you know, I'm going to talk about identity today. Today, identity is something that these days is the most confusing topic that you can get. And the world is operating upside down. So, you know, what is good is bad, what is bad is good. And we can see that manifested all over the place. But we have to understand that we need to know, we have to have a clear position, a clear understanding of our identity. Because according to the way we see ourselves, we are going to be able to operate. We are going to be able to manifest our life, to live, essentially. So we have to know who we are and what we have. And this is very clearly expressed or explained in the Bible. And we have to, you know, really connect with that truth and make it that a reality for us so that we can start aligning ourselves up with what God expects. Okay. It's not just a question of plain religion. Okay, it's a question of becoming aware of the truth around us and in us. Okay, Adam, before he fell, was fully aware of these things. He was fully aware of the spiritual dimension and actually lived them both. He was communicating with God. He was dealing with God at the same time as dealing with the things that were assigned to him by the Father to do in the Garden of Eden. But when he fell, that awareness went, lost it. Okay. And that created great difficulty for people to be able to do the things that they had to do because they didn't even see themselves. Okay. And we had to go to the place in which we become aware. Your life depends on what you are aware of, on your awareness. If you don't know what you are doing because your mind is blinded, and that's what the enemy does, then you're going to do lots of stupid things, and you think you're going to do doing the right thing. So this is why we have to understand that, you know, the part that is involved with our awareness, our conscience, if you want, or our ability to see ourselves, is critical for our walk. Otherwise, we go around thinking, you know, we're doing the right thing and we do all the wrong thing. Otherwise, we end up doing damage and we don't even realize it. So we need to, you know, we need to have this awareness. And the awareness comes from, you know, the most important component is awareness of who we are and what we have and what we should be doing. Really awareness of ourselves. And if that's not something that we can get just looking at the physical. That awareness is something much more than physical perception of physical reality. Involves in us that you be a somebody there inside ourselves. that has a perception in the spiritual world. Because the spiritual world is really where we live, if we realize it or not. We have to be able to discern, we have to be able to identify the things that, we are dealing with. Okay. And you can see that when we lose the spiritual dimension and spiritual direction and spiritual identity that we have, we end up losing the ability to even know what we are or who we are. And that is so evident in the world today. And it's going to get worse, not better, because that's what the world says, and that because man is blind to be able to do this, to see these things. Now, Jesus was the first man after Adam to be able to get a full awareness of who he was. But he came so that we can have the same awareness, so that our eyes may be open, so that we may be able to live the way he lived, so that we can walk the way he walked. But we had to start perceiving things in a completely different level than the physical level. Okay. When Jesus came, he preached all the time about the kingdom of God, about the spiritual dimension. And unless we start understanding that, start receiving that, and we are going to see the way he planned the whole thing, Jesus planned the whole thing, God planned the whole thing, so that we may be able to grasp some principles, some ideas, and be able to walk with that. Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, okay, he started explaining about, he was a religious leader of the time, son of the Sanhedrin. He started explaining these things, and he, a religious leader, Nicodemus, couldn't figure out what he was talking about. Jesus said, you are the leader of Israel and you don't understand these things? Well, evidently, he was not born again. He was not being transformed so that he could come in contact with the spiritual dimension, with the spiritual world, with the kingdom of God. He couldn't see spiritual things, because when Adam fell and sin came in our being, that automatically cuts us off from God, from the spiritual dimension, and our spirit is dead from the point of view of the contact with the right things. And that has to be changed before we actually have eyes to see and ear to hear. We had to get to the place in which we can see things. And in John 3:11, Jesus said, most assuredly I say to you, most assuredly means, this is really for sure. That's the truth. Okay, it's the truth. We speak what we know and testify what we have seen. And you do not receive our witness. So this they said that to Nicodemus. Okay, so evidently Jesus said, I'm telling you what I know. Okay, and actually the know there is eido, which actually means we see, we perceive, we are aware of. Okay, it's not just a question of knowledge. It's a question that we can perceive, we can see those things. So, Jesus knew those things because of what? Because we have seen them. And the word there, seen, is or out, which actually means to be able, to experience them and to be able to see them with their eyes. So Jesus had said, I saw this stuff, this heavenly stuff, before. And I experienced what I'm talking about. It's not theory, it's not theological information. This is what is real, and that is what is up there, and this is in the spiritual dimension, in the kingdom of God. He had first-hand experience. He didn't read some books. didn't listen to some preachers. He was there before he came on earth. And he could testify of that. He could, be a witness about what he saw and what he knew. Okay. Jesus was God from the beginning. Okay. But he came as a man to be able to do the work that needed to be done that only a man could do. But he had no sin. And he had seen everything that he shared and understood in heaven before in the kingdom of God because he had been there with the Father from the beginning. I'm not going to go through all the scripture because there are so many scripture that will be there for the next month. Okay, so I'm just summarizing some of the concept, and I'm dealing with some of these things, on Thursday another time too, because you have to build up. Can't be stay on the surface up here and get anywhere. You have to go deep in the Word and to find out what it actually says and connect all the things in the world to be able to fill in the gap in the understanding. We don't understand spiritual things because our experience was not that of Jesus. We haven't been there before. We haven't seen it. We have not known. So we had to get it through him. We had to get it through the Word. We had to get it through the Holy Spirit opening that thing to us because that's his job. Okay, and that involves that there is has to be the opening up of the relationship, the connection there. Okay, but that is what Jesus taught, and that is what we had to come in, and we had to understand when Jesus was born, he was born a man. He limited himself to only ability, to operate as a man and not as God. Everything that he did it as the Son of Man, and the Son of Man is something that we are too. And so if he did it, we can do it too. He showed us, every time that says the Son of Man, involved, this is your job too. Okay? Because we are Son of Man, no matter what gender you are. Are you following me? So this is important to understand because these things are not necessarily easy. And, everybody talks about this stuff, but unfortunately, the understanding is not there. And this is why there are no results. You need to understand to be able to appropriate things from God. Your mind has to line up with the God thinking. And the way Jesus, baby Jesus, did at the beginning, he just started like any other baby. He didn't, his spirit, was connected with his soul, with his, mind and everything else. But he had to develop the ability to communicate and the ability to understand. And the way he did, and the way to understand the spiritual thing, to remember, if you want, what he has seen and known before, he had to go to the Word. And so he became the Word made flesh. The Word that were there recorded already in his spirit were transferred to his mind, and he, in his mind was completely lined up with God's thoughts and ideas. I'm not going to go too much into that because it takes too much time, but I'm going to pull out some things that apply to us. We operate and learn exactly in the same way. When we are born again, we need to educate ourselves to be able to see what we have and what we are. Okay? And the only way to get that is through the Word of God. The Word of God is where we found out all the spiritual truth that we need to understand. That is where we get the information that we need to be able to be aware and discern spiritual things. And the more we receive revelation from the Holy Spirit about the truth that are in the Word, and the more we are going to be able to see in it. and the more we are going to be able to get the same result that Jesus had when he walked on earth. This is God's plan for us. God's plan is for us to grow into his image. It's not that we look the same. You're going to look exactly the same as you look now, maybe even better when the job is done. But the idea is that that's not the essential point. You know, it's really the way, the best you can look at is going to be the way you're going to be transformed when you're going to be like Jesus. If you are following him, if you are staying with him. Now, okay, let me continue here. Okay. In John 3:12, it gives us, you know, other information about that. Okay. It says there, I was talking to Nicodemus. If I had told you earthly things, you did not believe, how will you, because I tell you of heavenly things, understand? Okay. This is, you know, he was trying to get across to Nicodemus that he didn't know anything about spiritual things, although he was a leader of the Jews in those days. Okay. Now, you know, this is the reason for that, basic reason for that, is because we are not used to be in contact with the spiritual dimension, with the spiritual world. We are so caught up and trained as we grow up by relating to the physical world. And this physical world, because the senses that we have are much stronger in that direction, okay, are going to be connected more to the physical thing, the physical world, and the spiritual world that you cannot see. One of the characteristics of the spiritual world that you cannot see it with your physical eyes. And because of that, you are distracted from being able to perceive things in the spiritual world. Your attention is taken by your senses. And what you have to learn to do is to go beyond that and sensitize your spirit and your soul to be able to connect with your spirit instead of your soul connecting with your body and the physical world. This is what we do all the time, though. We do, okay, always connect with the physical world because we are trained to do that. We had to untrain ourselves. Now, there is a scripture here in the same chapter, verse 13, that tells us something that is really revealing to us, helping us. Unfortunately, it's been cut off in many scripture, many translation, and many manuscripts of the Bible. Okay, because they didn't understand it; they thought it was something that didn't make any sense. But that's a problem. They didn't understand it. Just people think that they understand. When they don't understand, they do stupid things and they make decisions that shouldn't be made. This is the whole scripture, the way it is in the King James and other scripture that keeps the proper content. Verse 13 of John chapter 3 says, "No one has ascended to heaven." This is still talking to Nicodemus. Okay? He's still relating to teaching him about the spiritual world. Okay, says, "No one has ascended to heaven, but he who came down from heaven." Now, "has ascended," he's talking about past tense here, but Jesus had no going to heaven yet, because that was before when he was alive yet. So evidently he wasn't talking about that, but he's talking about himself. Okay, says, you know, because "no one has ascended into heaven, but he who came down from heaven." Who is the came down from heaven? Jesus. So that's what who is talking about. Okay, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. What's saying here? is first, you know, first say that he has ascended to heaven, the Son of Man that is there in front of you talking to Nicodemus, and he says, who is in heaven? Right there, right then. So evidently he wasn't talking about physical things here. He wasn't talking that he physically was he was talking about himself. He's talking that he, you know, because of, you know, the understanding and the connection that he received from the Word, was able to connect back to heaven, even if it was not in heaven. Because it's not the physical things, it's the spiritual things. And heaven is all over. Hello? And says, who is in heaven? Right there, right then, he was in heaven already, even if he was physically here. Are you getting it? So he's saying this important principle, that we can be physically here, but being up there at the same time. Be able to see and perceive things in the spiritual dimension. Because the spiritual dimension is not physical, it's not, doesn't have a place down here. Okay. So he's starting to tell something to Nicodemus that he needed to understand, because this is what has to happen with us. When we become more and more sensitive and aware of our spiritual conditions, then we are going to be connected in the spiritual dimension with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Him, with Jesus. So that connection is really the critical thing for us, according to which we are going to be able to live the way Jesus lived. Okay. So, the kingdom of God that Jesus is talking about, or what, you know, I'm talking about being born again is connected to that, evidently, is the spirit world. Okay, Jesus operated, he says, that's an important thing. We cannot have a relationship with God in the physical. Because God is a spirit. And Jesus said very clearly in John 4:24 that God is a spirit, and those who worship him, and that means they all connect with him, all that, you know, relate to him, want to do anything with God, has to do it in spirit and in truth. So it doesn't matter what you're doing physically. You can do all the right thing physically. You can pray, you can read the Bible, you can do, you know, anything you want. And be not connected with God. Unless you are connected with Him from your spirit. In spirit and in truth. All religions in the world praise on their gods. And what it says here, that they're just wasting their time. Because they're not doing in spirit and in truth, because they are not connected with God, because they are not born again. Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, didn't understand the thing of what Jesus explained. In the Old Testament, were not born again and did not understand spiritual things. They just followed the law. It wasn't even enough to save them. We had to understand these things to be able to connect with what Jesus did, what he came for, what he came to do for us, so that we can make that connection with him and we can establish the proper relationship with God and to start getting the result that we should be getting. You know, people wonder, you know, why, you know, I pray, nothing happened. Well, are you connected with God? Are you making that connection? So, and you start to understand about the way the kingdom of God and the spiritual world functions. If you don't, there is something that you need to come to knowledge. And, you know, number one thing, your spirit has to become alive to connect with God. Okay. And that is where the birth, okay, first spiritual birth or being born again comes into the picture. See, the natural man, the one that think or is not operating without that, including Nicodemus and all the religious people of the world, First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14 says, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. That means your spirit has to be opened up, has to be connected, has to be awakened, has to be able to see these things. And unless something happens that you cannot do yourself, but that God can do and wants to do, unless that happens, you are going to spin your wheels and get nowhere. I didn't say that. Jesus said that. Paul says that. All of them says the same thing. We need to be born again. In John 3, 4 says, Nicodemus said to him, okay, let me go back here. John 3, 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. See, the born again idea is really can be translated a different way, born from above, from on high, you know, and so on. But that's, you know, you can, if you are not have that experience, if your spirit has not become alive, that's what happens at that time. And we are going to see more about that. Unless you do that, you are not going to see the word there is eido, which actually means perceive, be able to discern spiritual things. So the natural man is blind, lacks awareness of spiritual reality. That's why science cannot understand the basic things about life. Because life is not physical. It's spiritual. That's the Spirit of God working in a physical form. Only to be able to figure it out, and nobody does, what life is, you need to have spiritual revelation from Himself, the Holy Spirit, bringing it to you. And the more you're going to be opening up and understanding the spiritual dimension, the more these things are going to make so much sense. That before were just confusing. But you can see that the people that are not connected, they go off a tangent. And because of lack of knowledge, my people perish. That's what's happening in the world. They get farther away, farther and farther away from the truth, more and more confused about their identity, about everything, about what life is all about, anything. Are you still with me? All right. So we had to go in here, you know, see more, because we want to understand. If you are born again, if you're not born again, get that way, because it's not that difficult. But that's depending on your heart. It happens like that. Greatest miracle in the world. It just, you get a living spirit instead of a dead one. Connecting, able to connect with God, able to start to see stuff that you'd never be able to understand or connect with otherwise. The best things can happen to you. Anyway, let me continue here. John 3, 4 says, Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter a second time in the mother's womb and be born? You see how blind and how stupid somebody can be. This was a well-known, important person in the religion of those days. I mean, he didn't have a clue of what Jesus was talking about. Okay? Evidently, Jesus wasn't talking about physical stuff. He was talking about spiritual things, things that you don't even see physically. Now let me continue, because he does a whole teaching on that. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So you see, and you know, people that are physically minded, you see, water, oh, might be, you know, unless somebody is baptized in water. Completely nothing. You understand nothing. What he's talking about is the Word. The Word is the water of the Word that washes away our sins and take away the bondages and the blindness from our eyes. That's what he's saying. Okay, and the Spirit, because, you know, the Word by itself, you can know all the Bible by heart and get nowhere unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you, because the Holy Spirit who brought it, this is a spiritual content that makes the difference, not the literal part. So, you know, it's very clear that what we had to do, okay, we had to, you know, understand with our heart and with our spirit. You know, the following verse, 6 says, for which is born of the flesh is flesh. When you physically. What is born of the spirit is spirit. So you have to be born of the spirit. That means the Holy Spirit, you all coming on you and performing this new birth is going to produce the change inside you that enables you to do it through you hearing the Word communicating the message that this is what you can get. That this is what you could get if you are open and you accept the truth. Okay? So now is the point that it comes there, okay, to understand that it's no use to do things in the physical, they're trying to get spiritual results. That shows all the formulas, all the different tricks or ceremonies don't work. They have no spiritual power. What happened in the spirit has spiritual power, because what born of the spirit is spirit, what's born of the flesh is flesh. Okay? So that we have to understand. So then it goes on to continue to really, you know, this is teaching Nicodemus how we had to look at the world, physical world, and the spiritual world to be able to be connected properly into this two-dimensional space, physical and spiritual. See, because we are living in two spaces at the same time, like Jesus did, but we are mostly... The people who are not born again are mostly connected with the physical world. They don't even know that there is a spiritual world. And if they know, they understand nothing and they mess up more than anything else. We need to understand properly, and the source of our understanding is the Word of God. Because God is the one who reveals, and the ability to understand is the Holy Spirit bringing revelation to us so that we grasp what is written there, because doesn't make sense to the natural man what is there, because they have no experience. So, and Jesus said, you know, to reinforce what I'm saying, you know, verse 3:7, so do not marvel at what I said to you, you must be born again. Verse 8, the wind blows wherever it wishes, and if you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from, for where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So he said, you know, you can see it. It's just like the wind. The wind, you can see things blown away by the wind, but you cannot see the wind. Same thing, the Spirit, you can see the result of what the Spirit is doing in the physical, because what happened in the spirit has an effect on the physical, but you don't see the spirit, and so you don't can figure out where it's coming from. But actually, in reality, the spiritual dimension is much more solid. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not real. Just because you don't see electricity. Go and put your finger in one of those plugs there. Then you would see it, you know, sparks in your eyes. Okay, so that, see, don't go by the physical aspect of things. If we want to get anywhere spiritually, we have to connect with the spiritual dimension. And the beginning of that is going to the Word. And after that is receiving, being born again. gain, receive the truth, understand what Jesus did for us so that we can have our spirit alive and able and reconnected with the source. So that we start having communion or fellowship, ability to worship and fellowship with God. You don't need to do anything. Is there inside you all the time, 24/7. Trying to get across to your limited mind with the thought that the thing that you should know to do well in your life. And that covers everything. Okay. So, you know, then you can start connecting dots and we start connecting, understanding things. See? So, Jesus was continuously trying to explain the kingdom of God and the spiritual dimension. He preached about the kingdom all the time. You know, not only that, but he was demonstrating the principle of the kingdom by the things that he was doing. The miracles and so on that are not possible in the physical, but they are possible in the kingdom of God or in the spiritual because there is much more power, even if you don't see it, in the spiritual dimension and the physical dimension, because the physical dimension came from the spiritual dimension. Now, you know, even later on, the following chapter, Jesus repeat the same thing to a Samaritan woman. It's strange, you know, you go and, you know, the Jews that go and get it, you talk with somebody that the Jews considered heathen or ignorant or whatever it is. Okay. The idea is there that was even, you know, of dubious morals, this woman, but nevertheless, Jesus taught to them things that he didn't even tell to Jews. It's very interesting to see. Why? You wonder why. Well, he understood some stuff that sometimes we don't. And I believe that, you know, he saw that there was potential there. In fact, as he communicated the message, it didn't take very much to change it around. And from the record there, it looks like it was the first evangelist that we got. It's a Samaritan. Okay? Here, chapter 4, verse 23 says, you know, but the hour is coming, talking to this lady there, and now is when the true worshiper will worship in Father and in Spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. For God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. This is such a critical, important understanding about how we connect with God. You know, people think, you know, to worship God, you have been playing some keyboard and singing around. Do you see Jesus going around with a band and playing around? I never saw that in the Bible. It seems to me he was getting much more result than all the bands put together. Would you agree on that? So it is not what we think. It's the truth that makes a difference. It's the spiritual truth. Sometimes he cannot figure it out. So, when we understand that, we understand that Jesus' function, purpose, was us to put into a place in which we can connect with God. Again, in this spiritual dimension, we have to start understanding, because if we don't understand, we are going to end up playing religious stuff and to putting, you know, all the different meaning according to man's ideas. Man's ideas don't work. We have to do things according to his ideas. Because this idea works all the time. Okay? So, and we can see, you know, that being born again is a supernatural birth or is a spiritual birth. Okay? It's a supernatural birth, which means, you know, that we are coming into this supernatural dimension or spiritual dimension out of that. And I'm not going to explain all the things here, but, you know, the understanding is when we are born again, you know, our Father is our Heavenly Father. So, you know, our family is God's family. We are God's children. The physical things and the effect that they have on us decreases enormously. Our focus should be on that dimension because that's what Jesus did. That's why he got the result that he got. He wasn't too caught up or distracted by the physical world. But it's difficult for us to learn to do that. And we just don't see anything in the other place, so we end up not doing it. See, in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23 says, having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. So you see, I mean, here is something about how, you know, Jesus talked about water and the Spirit. Here he says, you know, talking about the seed is what makes us born again. It's the word of God. It's incorruptible. That means it never dies, doesn't ever change. It's always there. It's always the same. And it's supernatural because the natural things, they all corrupt and decay and change. The spiritual things don't change, are always the same. Are not temporary, are eternal. You know, the grasp, the idea that something is eternal for us is very difficult because we are so caught up in the fourth dimension of time. But comes the time when we won't anymore. But the idea is that we have to really start opening up to what the word says about all these things so that we can start perceiving and start, living not just in the physical world, but also in the spiritual world the way Jesus did, the way Jesus explained. Okay, he was the first one after Adam and fell, and just up to then, nobody was in there. He was the first one to ascend to heaven, to be able to connect with God as a man. Because he was connected anyway. But he was connected to the point of understanding as well. See, he understood the word. He was the word made flesh. I mean, the word was there operating in him and completely as much as anybody can. Okay, so that's the first thing. But that wasn't enough. Okay, he was also, you know, living in it continuously because that connection is eternal. And here it says too, you know, that this seed is not corruptible, it's eternal. It's eternal seed, it's a supernatural seed. And so we are born again. Okay, the word there that you see here in this verse is anagenao, that actually means, you know, to be begotten again. Okay, so there is a new birth taking place and there is a new parent there making us the being that we are going to become. So when you are born again, you are, you know, a newly begotten spirit from God in the spiritual dimension with the ability to connect with him, blocked by your limited thinking in your mind that has no experience about spiritual things. And so you have to start seeking to connect with him. And to do that, you have to go to the word, see what it says there, so that you make the connection in a spiritual way, not in a physical way. Because the natural way for us to do is to put up a ceremony, a show, or something like that, which is not going to do anything, but possibly distract us or keep us focused on the physical thing instead of the spiritual thing. Are you still with me? Okay, the word is abides forever and is alive. That means the life. You see, one of the things that is in the word says lives forever here. Okay. How can the world live forever? See, one of the things that is in the world is life. Okay. But it's a spiritual part. Life in us, this life that is communicated to us, that we receive and appropriate as we are born again. Okay. Which is, life is also awareness. You know, when as soon as you are born again, something happened to you, even if you don't understand anything about theology. Possibly that's even better. Because otherwise you get confused. Okay. One of the things, you know, you feel different. You feel lighter. You feel free. Something happened. And you cannot put your finger on. And sometimes you never put your finger on unless you do something about it. You had to get to your mind to be able to start figuring out what happened, because that's where the awareness comes to us. See, your body connects you with the physical world. Your spirit connects you with the spiritual world and with God. Your mind is in there in between, trying to figure out what's going on. And depending where your mind is, your awareness is going to be. So you have to educate your mind with some spiritual food so that the mind starts understanding about spiritual things. Otherwise, you're going to end up connecting everything on the physical thing, because that's the only thing that you know. Are you connecting what I'm saying? This is important to understand, because when we start understanding that, we can start cooperating with God. And we can get somewhere fast, instead of being there, wandering in the wilderness, not knowing where we're going. God wants us to have understanding. That's why he gave us his word. Praise the Lord. So he gave us this supernatural birth. Hallelujah. Okay. It's not physical. Your body doesn't change when you're born again. Your mind doesn't change. Except maybe for a little bit, in which you open up and believe what Jesus has done for you. But there's much more that has to take place in there. But your spirit is a brand new thing, able to connect with the spiritual world, able to connect with God in a way they could never do it before. That's the sense of freedom. The law of liberty that we get is not that we can do anything that we think we want. We do the right thing. If you don't do the right thing, either your spirit isn't born again, or your mind is so messed up that the filters out everything what God wants to tell you. And it's not going to be that way for very long, because you're going to fall back into the things that are wrong. Anyway, so, going back to another chapter for Peter, 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. It says, his divine power. You see, we cannot do things spiritually. We don't have spiritual power. God has. And he delegated the authority to us, enabled us to work in the spiritual thing dimension, because he gave us that power. Okay. It says there, his divine power has given to us, it's a past tense, so we already have it if you're born again. He's talking with born again believers, not talking with the old world. Has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. So we don't need anything else. We have everything that we have already inside us. But we have to become aware of that before we can really manifest it. You know? If you don't know that you can walk, you are a baby, you know, and you crawl and you don't develop your muscle in your legs and a balance in your body, you're not going to walk until you learn that. It's the same thing about a spiritual walk. Some people just crawl, some people just stay still there and wait for somebody to do something for them. That's not the way God wants it. God wants for us to develop, to learn, to grow, and to become not only his children, not only his babies, but his grown-up sons. And the word shows us there are two different words when it talks about the children of God, although it's not being translated properly in the Bible. But, you know, there are two different words, meaning could come two completely different things. Children of God is somebody that is born a baby and they need to grow. And now the other one is, you know, a son of God, which is somebody that is grown to maturity, that's grown, you know, from that stage to another. And we talked about this stuff before. So that's important to understand. Okay. One of the important things that we need to understand, you know, that has given to all those things, that means that we have those things. That means we don't need to go around asking God for these things, for life and godliness, because they're already there. We have to discover that they are there, and we have to appropriate, we have to start operating because we believe, you know, everything you receive from God is from by faith. It's not just because God one day put it, he already put it on you. In fact, you have it in your spirit. What you have to do is to understand, and it says, wait a minute, I have this, I can use it. You know, you can have $1 million in your pocket, and you don't know it, you can be starving to death because you don't know it. You say, well, I have no food. Go and buy some with $1 million in your pocket. Move. Don't complain. See, lots of Christians complain all the time for things. Ah, God, give me the anointing. Have you read the Bible? Oh, Lord, hear me. By strap, it was here. You were here. Oh, God, do all these things. Oh, I want a double portion. What you need it for? If you got the Holy Spirit, you have more than you need. Hello? See, we have some way of thinking, Old Testament thinking, fleshy things, physical things that don't fit with the spiritual reality. And we have to learn to break away from a spiritual reality to be able to manifest what God wants to do with us. Are you still with me? Okay. So where was I? Here. You know, pertain to life with God, how does he do it? See, it's not automatic. How will he do it? Through the knowledge of him who called us to glory and virtue. How do you get the knowledge? Okay, actually the word there for knowledge is, epignosko, or epignosis, which actually means, you know, that there is discernment, proper discernment, complete discernment, okay, fully acquainted with that reality. Okay, so how do you get it? Well, you get it, go to the Word, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Word, and then get through spiritual experience so that you grow more and more into the understanding, into the experiential knowledge of what it means, how to apply it, how to do, what to expect. So this is what we get. If we don't know, we are stuck. We are going to try to get God to do things he has already done. When instead what we have to do is to say, thank you, Lord, I'm going to start living that way. You see, I was talking about identity. Our identity, okay, is what we are aware of about ourselves. If you see yourself as, a dirty sinner, then stay there. Well, that's what you're going to be all the time because that's what you, the only thing you can think about yourself. But when you start thinking about the God is inside you and that you can depend on him to allow, to show you, to direct you, the Holy Spirit is there and, you know, he never leaves and not forsake you. The only way for them to forsake you and to leave you is for you to leave him. Then you are going to start changing completely your attitude. Wouldn't you say? I mean, don't you think that's a natural thing that's going to be the result of having that kind of perception? And this is what God wants. This is why he gave us the word, so that we have the information that we need and we start believing what we see, not what we feel. You see, our problem is we are caught up by our feelings, and our feelings are completely unreliable. I mean, any thought that comes to your mind produces feelings. I mean, remember a situation in the past that somebody was mean to you, and you may even get mad and feel all the feeling about it, but it's not real. The idea is that, just push it away and start living the way you're supposed to live according to the Word of God. We had to be, able to do that and work according to the way God told us to live, walk by faith, that means by the way the Word says, not by our feelings, by sight, by the reaction to the physical world around us. Okay. So, this is a major change that takes place when we are born again. Besides our sins being forgiven and everything else, that's good and great and fantastic, but there is something that is really the key of that. It's that before we were dead and after we are alive. That's the real issue. Before we disconnected with God, then we are connected with God. Before we couldn't reach out to heaven because the only thing we could reach out was the earth. And now we are living in two dimensions and we realize and we understand and we perceive those two dimensions and you are going to start living in a way that is pleasing to God because you are living according to His principle and His ways rather than working according to the physical ways like any other animal or any other person. Okay. This is the life that comes in us. This is what happened. John 3:6, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. So, being born again means that you are born of the spirit. And so you are a spirit. And your most important part in you is your spirit. That's the thing that's not going to change ever if you stay with God. If you're still alive, okay. We need to really get this revelation of how important just that verse is, so that we are not trying to achieve spiritual result by physical means. Because according to the scripture, you are wasting your time. Okay, so and that's pretty okay. No worldly, fleshy way or physical way can get spiritual result. It's not how much you scream, yell, jump around, or whatever, that you're going to move God. Now, looks like lots of people, including preachers, don't know that. Now, let me continue here. Okay. Now, and where we get the power is from the Word. Okay? John chapter 6. See, the spiritual and supernatural is the same thing, are synonym in a way. Because what is spiritual is supernatural, it's not physical. Although it's really the most natural thing that you can think of because that's really where everything comes from. Okay? Now, John 6, 63 says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The Spirit who gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. So what is really telling us, the only way that you are going to get this life is through the word that He give us. That means through the word, you see, by hearing the word, by hearing the good news, by seeing what the word says, that you are receiving life. And, if you need more life inside you because there is not enough, guess what? Go and eat some words. Don't go and eat on physical things. It's not by eating spaghetti that you're going to get spiritual. Okay. It's not eating physical things that is going to develop your spiritual strength. You need to really, take inside you the right spiritual food, which is what he said, my word, they are spirit and they are life. So they are spirit, evidently, so there is a spiritual content, a spiritual power, but they are life too. I mean, they produce life in you. Okay? Goes far beyond the letter, okay, and your mind. It goes much farther than that, okay? And we had to learn to do that, learn to connect with the Word. It's not just to be religious that you study the Word. It's because that's the source of your life. That's more important than the food you have every morning or every whatever you eat. Without that food, you become spiritually anemic, and then you die. Okay? Instead, we had to continually refresh, you know, with the Word of God. Okay? We is the source of spiritual power, is the source of spiritual understanding, is the source of life inside us. Without it, you know, we are going to reason carnally or physically, and it doesn't make any sense spiritually. Okay? We have to understand that the Word doesn't express things physically, but express things symbolically, because as to represent something that we are not familiar with, okay? Because we're not familiar with, you know, and we don't know and we cannot see, as to use physical things as symbol to connect and to give us that idea. So, you know, the way it happens with us is we are starting to connect, understand the way spiritual things are expressed, that is not just straightforward, literal interpretation. When it talks about water, most of the time it's not talking about H2O. Okay? When it talks about, you know, other things of that type, you know, it's not talking about, when it talks about heart, it's not talking about the things, the pump that you have in your chest. All right. So, one of the things that happens then, okay, as we start to receive, and I'm going to just try to land soon, is to understand that our relationship with God, our ability to connect with the Word, our openness to the Word to talk to us, the way we look at the Word and we spend, you know, when you read the Bible, people want to read a chapter a day or 2-3 chapters a day, think that they are feeding themselves. Just read one scripture and let that scripture minister to you. There is, you cannot digest too much food without getting indigestion. Okay. And we think that we can read because, you know, and you read the same thing over and over and over again, and you'll always get the same nothing. When instead, if you spend the time to go and read slowly, more slowly, even more slowly, and you are going to get what is said, and you ask questions, and you look at words, and you try to figure it out, and you ask the Holy Spirit, and you pray about it, and you let it there turn inside your head, then, you know, suddenly you find out, oh, yeah, that's what it meant. Why? Because finally, your spirit got to the place in which can get, you know, the scripture anyway, but you finally get through your mind and the mind can grasp what it's saying. So we had to change the way we think. It's not by the physical reading of, you know, lots of verses. It's by the spiritual assimilation or absorption of what is inside the Word that you are going to get anywhere, because it's going to feed your spirit and your heart. Praise the Lord. Okay. So this is, we learned that. Okay. And there is, you know, so it is important that is in the Word, that the spirit, there are life, gives life, and that, you know, the flesh profits nothing. So don't waste your time trying to do things in the flesh, because it's not going to help you, and you're going to waste your time, and you're going to get distracted. What you have to do instead is to learn to do things in a spiritual way, from the inside, with taking the right step, you know, assimilating the word, digesting the word, eating the word in the right way, chewing it well. It's like a, you know, art stick, you know, you just can't just swallow it down. You have to take your time, chew it, assimilate it, the value when it gets inside of you. It just gives you some strength. Praise the Lord. And what you realize that is it changes the way you walk. One of the major changes that you start realizing that you cannot do anything. Oh, I can do all things. No, you can do all things in Christ, not yourself. It's in Christ that you can achieve all things. It's in Christ that you can live now in a different dimension and you start to walk like Him. So that today, like He was at that day, you know, said you can live in both dimensions and everything is going to harmonize together and everything is going to work. I think I'm going to close here. You get anything today? You know, this is an important understanding that when you grasp it completely and you start living by that, you have so much more power in your life. And so much more, you know, and it's not you. That's the nice part. Jesus said, I can do nothing on myself. So you can go around, you see, I'm stronger, spiritual strong, how good I am over there. Who cares? It's not what you are. It's your identity in Christ that makes a difference. You see, you don't need to build yourself up. You have to yield yourself to Him. So let's say a prayer. People may want to eat the cake. And they can have the scripture and the cake too. Amen. All right, let's say a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for your goodness, for giving us such a great promises so that we may be partakers of the divine nature, that we may grow in you. Become more and more like Jesus. Open our eyes. Open our ears. Enable us to see the things that you have prepared for us. And we, Lord, are willing to be obedient, to submit yourself to your word, to feed on it, to live by it instead of our own abilities, and to depend on you with all our heart, because you are our life and our victory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.